Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a short amen style fill in Ableton Live 12 that brings together vintage soul and modern punch. This is the kind of fill that can hit at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, then launch your track back into the drop with real energy. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, but we're still aiming for something that sounds proper. So think of this as a musical transition, not just a drum edit. We want it loose, gritty, human, and exciting, but also tight enough to sit in a modern drum and bass track. First, let's talk about the goal. A great amen style fill usually has three things going on at once. It has the chopped breakbeat character that gives it that classic jungle feel. It has strong accents, especially on the snare, so the listener can feel the shape of the phrase. And it has enough modern control, so it doesn't get messy in the mix. To start, load up a classic amen break or any raw break sample with snare hits, ghost notes, and some simple movement. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton. If you're working in a drum and bass context, set your tempo around 174 BPM. If you want a slightly looser jungle feel, try 170 to 172 BPM. Now turn warp on. For most drum breaks, Beats Warp mode is a good starting point because it keeps the transients punchy. If the timing gets awkward, you can try preserve transients, but don't overdo the warping. Too much stretching can flatten the snap and remove the natural swing that makes the amen feel alive. If the break already has a good recorded groove, that's a big advantage. One of the biggest beginner mistakes is overcorrecting the timing and accidentally deleting the vibe. So keep the source character intact as much as possible. Now let's get into the fun part. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing settings, choose Slice by Transient, and set the target to drum rack. Ableton will create a drum rack, map the slices across pads, and give you a MIDI clip to work with. This is where the magic happens, because now you can rearrange the break like an instrument. You can repeat ghost notes, pull out a snare for emphasis, add your own kick or rimshot, and shape the fill exactly how you want it. Open that MIDI clip and start building a one-bar fill. A strong beginner formula is to keep the first half fairly close to the original break, then change the second half to build tension. For example, you might start with a solid kick or break hit on beat 1, hit a snare accent on beat 2, add some ghost note movement around beat 3, and then finish with a quick run into the next bar. A really useful way to think about this is as a shape. You want the bar to start with a statement, develop with movement, and end with a clear launch point. The last hit should feel like it's pushing the track forward. If you're sequencing in the MIDI editor, use a 1/16 grid for most of the work. If you want a faster roll, temporarily switch to 1/32, but keep some notes slightly off the grid when it helps the groove. Amen and jungle style fills usually sound better when they breathe a little. They should feel human, not like a perfect machine loop. A simple structure you can try is this. The first beat has a strong kick or break hit. The second beat has a ghost snare. The third beat has a main snare. And the fourth beat builds with a snare roll or a tom-like slice before landing on the final accent. That final accent is the launch button. It's the moment that tells the listener, here we go. Now let's shape the feel with velocity and timing. This part matters a lot. Main snare hits should be louder. Ghost notes should be quieter. Repeated notes should have a little velocity curve, not all the same level. A good starting range is around 100 to 127 velocity for main snares, 35 to 80 for ghost notes, and 50 to 90 for pickup hats. As for timing, don't quantize everything perfectly. Main backbeat hits can stay tight, but ghost notes should have a little looseness. Sometimes a note slightly late feels more laid back and soulful. Sometimes a tiny early hit gives more urgency. Trust your ears here. If you want swing, you've got a few options. You can use the groove pool with an MPC-style swing groove, manually offset a few 16ths, or just rely on the natural swing already inside the break slices. If you use groove, keep it subtle. Somewhere around 54 to 58% feel is a nice starting point. Now it's time to add some modern punch. Put drum bus on the drum rack or on the drum group. Start with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Add some transient, around plus 10 to plus 25 if needed. Keep boom very light or off at first, because in drum and bass you usually want to leave space for the sub bass. A touch of crunch can help if the fill needs more edge. What you're listening for is a little more snap on the snare, a little more dirt in the body, and a stronger overall impact without flattening the groove. If the fill starts to feel heavy or blurry, especially in the low end, back off the boom. That's one of the fastest ways to keep the fill from stepping on the bass line. Next, use EQA to clean things up. A high pass somewhere below 25 to 35 Hz is a good idea, just to remove unusable low rumble. If the fill feels boxy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If you want more snare presence, add a small boost in the 2 to 5 kHz area. And if the cymbals get harsh, gently reduce around 7 to 10 kHz. A good beginner habit is to solve tone problems before reaching for more compression. If the fill is too aggressive, try softening the harsh upper mids, or use saturation instead of smashing it harder with dynamics tools. Now let's glue the slices together. Add a glue compressor on the drum group. Start with a ratio of 2:1 or 4:1, and attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The point here is to make the chopped slices feel like one musical event, not a bunch of separate samples stitched together. But be careful not to overdo it. If the compressor starts pumping too much, the fill can lose its bounce and feel flat. To get that vintage soul, add a little saturation. Saturator is perfect for this. Try a drive of 1 to 4 dB and turn soft clip on. Match the output level carefully, so you're judging the tone, not just the louder volume. This can add warmth, density, and a bit more presence on smaller speakers. If you want an even dustier edge, you can experiment with very light redux or a little erosion, especially on hats or snare tails. Just keep it subtle. The goal is dusty and alive, not broken and cheap. Now let's add some movement and space. Short effects can make the fill feel bigger, especially on the final hit. A little reverb, with a decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, and a low wet amount can work nicely on the last snare. Echo can also be used very subtly for a tiny tail or a quick rhythmic bounce. Audio filter is another great option, especially if you automate it to open up over the last half bar. That filter move is a classic transition trick. You can start the fill slightly constrained with a filter, then open it up right before the drop. That gives the listener a nice sense of lift and release. It's one of those small moves that can make the whole arrangement feel more deliberate. Now always check the fill in context. This is huge. A drum fill might sound amazing solo, but the real test is how it works with the bass, pads, and atmosphere around it. In the arrangement, you might place this fill at the end of every 8 bars, every 16 bars, or right before a breakdown or drop. A strong arrangement idea is to keep the regular groove rolling for 7 bars, then use the 8th bar for the amen fill. You can briefly thin or duck the bass in the last half bar, open a filter, and let the fill do the talking. Then the next bar drops back into the full groove. That contrast makes the fill feel way more powerful. If you want a little extra punch, you can layer the break with a clean one-shot. A tight snare, clicky kick, short rim shot, or a very subtle clap can reinforce the accent hits. Put the one-shot on a separate drum rack pad and use it only on the key moments. The important rule is that the layer should support the break, not replace its character. You can also widen only the top end if needed using utility or a clever rack setup, but keep the low end centered. That helps preserve impact. And if you want more size without destroying the original feel, create a return track with light saturation, compression, or a touch of echo, then send selected fill hits into it. A few beginner mistakes to watch out for here. Don't overquantize everything, or you'll lose the jungle feel. Don't cram too many notes into the bar, or the fill will get messy. Don't add too much low end, because the sub belongs to the bass line. And don't pile on compression, distortion, reverb, and saturation all at once. Small moves usually sound much better. Also, make sure the last hit is strong. If the fill doesn't clearly lead into the next section, it can feel unfinished. Often the fix is simple. Make the final snare louder, tighter, or a little wider than the rest. If you want to push this into darker or heavier drum and bass territory, there are a few great moves. Thin out the low mids around 250 to 500 Hz so the bass and atmosphere have room. Make the snare a little more aggressive with drum bus, a touch of saturator, and maybe a small boost around 3 to 4 kHz. Keep the tail controlled with short reverb and minimal delay feedback. And use contrast. A brief moment of space before the drop can hit harder than adding more and more layers. Here's a really useful beginner exercise. Build 3 versions of the same fill. Version 1 is bare bones, with only the sliced break and no extra processing. Version 2 is punchier, with a tight one-shot on the final accent, light compression, and saturation. Version 3 is more dramatic, with a filter opening and a small reverb tail on the last hit. Then listen to each version with drums only, with drums and bass, and in the full arrangement. Ask yourself which one feels most natural, which one lifts the energy best, and which one leaves the most room for the drop to feel bigger. That kind of comparison trains your ears fast. So let's wrap it up. You've now got the basic workflow for creating an Amen style fill in Ableton Live 12. Import a break, slice it to MIDI, rearrange it into a one bar fill, shape the velocity and timing, add a little drum bus, EQ, glue compression, and saturation. Use short effects and filter movement for transition energy, then place it in the arrangement so it actually serves the song. Remember, a great drum and bass fill is not just a cool drum pattern, it's a transition tool. Its job is to keep the energy moving, connect sections, and make the drop hit harder. If you want to keep going, a great next step is to make a few alternate endings for the same fill. One version can end with a punchy snare. Another can end a little more open with an echo or filter sweep. That way, your track feels more alive every time the phrase comes around.